Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from the Doug Benson Estate in Los Angeles, California, on Thursday, May 23rd, Two Oceans 13. Last night, we did a Benson movie interruption at CineFamily of The Call, starring Halle Berry and Little Miss Sunshine. Not a terrible movie, but just bad enough for us to have a damn good time interrupting it. I'll play the audio from the opening moments of that show at the end of this mini boner. Next movie interruption will be Indiana Jones and the Temple, not the Temple, the Crusade of Last, the Last Crusade at 4:20 on Father's Day, cinefamily.org for tickets. Since last I spoke, you listened, I saw the Broadway play Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike. Great show by Christopher Durang. I recommend it to anyone who wants to spend $50 to over $100 to see a play. On the plane here from New York City, I tried to watch Sound City on the TV in the seat in front of me, but it broke down 20 minutes in. How does it end? Is Dave Grohl still alive? Saturday, I'll be in Knoxville, Tennessee, and Sunday and Monday in Nashville, Tennessee. And don't think I'm not going to squeeze in a visit to Dollywood while I'm in the area. All of my tour dates and links and deets are available at DougLovesMovies.com. And for those of you that are unhappy that I'm doing ads for Hulu Plus, keep in mind that you are still getting hours of free entertainment from me each week, and that the Hulu Plus ads will only appear in one of each of the weekly episodes, unless you consider this a Hulu Plus ad. And now, the movie interruption opening from last night, and as always, anyone who puts Little Miss Sunshine in the trunk of a car is a shithead. Thank you, Hadrian. Hey, everybody. Hadrian, everybody. He's great. CineFamily.org. If you're listening to this, because I like to podcast this part of the show, if you're listening, join up with CineFamily. Even if you don't live here in Los Angeles, just sign up, contribute, because it's a great, great thing. We're about to do a great thing. Probably this might be the last ever packed showing of The Call. We probably had a few on opening weekend.
in the bigger cities. Oh, there's some knowing laughs out there. Oh, ha, 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 yeah.
Well, this is the part where I pulled the tape off of the couches in the front row. I love the couches with the way they seat people. Your little pillow has a number on it. It's adorable. I love this cult that they have going here. Did you guys see the Source family here? Yeah. Cine family, get it? It's very similar. Like, Cine family is a cult without getting everybody's money or having sex with them. It's just about just sharing cinema and worshiping it. And speaking of which, on Sunday, Father's Day, June, whatever that is, I'm going to guess 14th. No, 16th. June 16th, 4:20 in the afternoon. Bring your dads and your grads from Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. Yeah, I'm going to go classic next month and then just patiently wait for Great Gatsby to be available. Because it must be interrupted. It must happen. That showing might be all angry dudes. That was the last movie I saw with her. They should have called that movie Camel Straw. Please help me in welcoming to interrupt the call with Halle Berry, who could not make it tonight. Despite my repeated requests. Please welcome Pat Healy, Natasha Leggero, and Ben Schwartz.
Sure. Just have a seat right there.
Natasha, just grab that microphone right there, young lady, and have a seat right there.
Can I get this whole thing?
You can have the whole thing, or Ben could sit there with you. You could sit on 5, and he could sit on 3.
Yeah, this is great.
Yeah, that's cozy. Where are the people I said told to sit right here? What happened to them? I don't know where they are, but I told them they could sit right there and to go sit right there, and they're not there. So when they show up, boo them. I don't know where the fuck they went. Let's say hi to everybody. Let's start with the reason I asked you to be here today is because you are the creepy voice on the phone in the film Compliance. I'm talking to Pat Healy, everybody.
That's the only reason. And my sparkling wit.
Oh no, I also think you're a funny guy. Oh, I mean, you I've seen you be. You're kind of humorous.
I'm pretty funny in that.
You're kind of funny in Compliance. Yes. Complete weirdo.
I need a sandwich.
Yeah, and then, but you also have a movie coming out soon, independent film,
mm-hmm.
with Dave.
Oh, right, you've seen
with that. Our friend Dave Koechner.
Dave Koechner.
Yeah, and your friend Sarah Paxton.
Sarah. And
who's the other dude in it?
Ethan Embry.
Yeah.
Cheap Thrills.
It's called Cheap Thrills.
It's called that. Yeah.
It's called that. Yeah, it's perfect. Yeah. And when's that coming out?
I think you have to wait till February.
Whoa!
Yeah, it's like it's a big monster campaign that they're mounting, so they're holding it. But
okay,
was the talk of the Sundance? Or I'm sorry, I threw that in there. Like I'm trying to promote myself. Was the talk of the South by Southwest?
Yeah, well,
one audience.
Either one is good. Yeah.
Yeah, same thing.
I think I voted for it.
Oh, thank you.
I think so.
Well, it won.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Natasha Leggero, also another first-time movie interrupter. Still with the... I thought you were kidding when you said, can you wear your sunglasses? Do you watch movies with sunglasses on?
No, I was just crying in my car right before this. That's how dedicated I am to show business. I'm serious.
I believe you. I forgot that you said that earlier.
Well, it's true.
But,
and I'm telling this to the
but you'll take them
public.
Off. But you'll take them off when the movie starts.
I mean, do you care?
I'm just saying we'll be in a dark theater. I mean, as it is right now, no one can see your eyes, even if you didn't have sunglasses on, because you're wearing a hat and you have your back to all of them.
If you had where you just said, I can't see anything!
When is there going to be a daytime sequence?
It's actually too bright.
But I'm sorry about the crying thing, and
I'm really excited to be here, though.
And this is going to cheer you up.
Is it going to? I feel like it's going to make me. I think I'm just going to cry throughout this movie.
I don't think so. Were you crying because someone put you in the trunk of the car and you called 911 and beautiful Halle Berry answered the phone, but she tried to act like she was frumpy?
That actually makes me happy. So, no.
Oh, yeah. I think you're going to have a great time. And Ben Schwartz is here again, everybody. Only Natasha can be jealous that you have a song already. How does he have that?
How
do I get
that?
How
many people are here for the last? And why the fuck did you not even sing along?
I've got a song for you, Natasha. Cry, 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 everybody!
When you guys sang it, remember when I took a video, when I was like, I take a video, guys? Right after I took the video, I went up to Benton and I said, 3 weeks from now, I'm going to text you this and you're going to think it's the funniest thing you've ever seen in your life. And I waited 3 weeks to text him and he wrote back, ha, 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 ha. Do you remember that, Doug?
I had already seen it a few times on the internet already because it became a little bit of a thing. Yeah,
I think it was because of that Tumblr's over $1 billion.
Somebody on YouTube put together. Did you see that where they put together all the cast members of that movie in stripes?
Was the person that's responsible for it here?
I don't think so.
Cool, guys.
I think there's somebody out there in the world just put together, yeah, every one of those actors, like, in stripes in the movie, but also, like, on the red carpet. And
matching the song. Chop, chop,
yeah, yeah.
It was
every time.
Picture.
Yeah.
It was really fucking funny.
Yeah, that's good. Good work, whoever you are.
Yep.
If you're even hearing this, it's part of a mini boner episode. So, Ben, have you seen this movie?
I haven't, but I've actually heard that it's not terrible.
Okay.
Remember Beautiful Creatures?
Did you say that about that before that?
No, I didn't.
So there's hope.
No.
I have a question. Are we allowed to say a question part?
There better be. I don't want you to start bawling right here in front of everybody.
It seems like you guys all know each other. Like, is this,
what's
is
that?
Do the same people come here every time?
Well, I... There's a lot of people here that are members of Cine Family.
Oh, I see. It's cute. I like it. Good job, Tim.
I love how you got that vibe off of it, though, because I haven't referred to anyone by name, or... This could be a completely different audience. Yeah, it's kind of... Everyone's used to this. They know what's happening right now.
I think we all might be crying.
As you often are, Natasha, you're the least aware of what's happening on my shows. In the entire room.
It's my charm. It's my thing.
I love it. That's why I keep asking you back. That and the hats.
She's gone through 4 boxes of Raisinets, by the way.
Office is the lady behind her. Oh, she wore a giant fucking hat. I just sent her the giant fucking hat.
Oh, they can't. I'm small. Do you need me to take my hat?
No. You can leave your hat on.
I was imagining the sun saying that also. I'm going to throw down two scoops of raisin.
Natasha, can you name another Halle Berry film?
Yes, I can. That one where it just came out. No, hold on. It just came out. It had a whole bunch of people in it.
You're getting warm.
Hold on. It just got nominated for an Oscar. It was...
You just
hated
did.
Hated it.
You didn't like it?
No.
Ooh,
I didn't watch
it. It was long.
No,
not Life of Pi.
Which movie are you thinking?
But now I'm thinking...
Halle Berry and Life of Pi, that's a great movie.
No.
Cloud Atlas.
Atlas, yeah, that one. Cloud Atlas. I hated it. I didn't watch
it. I named it
right, Grandma.
But I did, I've never really liked her. You know when I stopped liking her? Remember when she won the Oscar? And she came up and she was like, thank you, thank you. I can't believe it. Like, it was like, what? Chill out, lady. It just seemed really extreme.
The original Anne Hathaway.
She is like Black Anne Hathaway.
Blathaway?
Fucking straight up Blathaway?
Everybody! I'm definitely getting into this.
Name an Anne Hathaway movie that would be 20 times more funny if it was Halle Berry in it. Princess Diaries?
Bride Wars. So, Pat... Have you seen this movie, Pat?
I haven't seen it.
All right, so we have four people that have not seen this motion picture are going to guide you through it.
I wasn't planning on seeing it.
Has anyone here, has anyone in the audience seen this picture?
Oh, oh shit, Halle Berry's here!
Mrs. Berry, Natasha was kidding.
Nice tits, Berry.
The boyfriend that got the shit beat out of him by the other boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that
he's
was
here.
That was a thing in the news that I didn't pay attention to.
He's here to rip on it.
Oh, that'd be great.
That'd be crazy.
This is a stupid movie.
Was he French?
Yes.
This is a stupid movie.
He's a French model or Belgian.
Oh, yeah, like, what was his name? Wasn't he on, like, a...
Well, she has a French boyfriend who's an actor, and then that other guy is like a French model.
Well, this will bug me for a couple seconds. What was the boyfriend called? Light-skinned black guy?
No. That's the old boyfriend.
I'm thinking of Eric Benet.
No, this is the guy that her baby daddy.
This is going to be the majority of what you guys are going to hear tonight.
I'm just going to talk on my Halle Berry TNT.
Yeah, let's get some gossip going, you
her
guys.
Baby bump, her 46...
She's gonna have a 46-year-old baby.
She's got one right now.
That baby's never coming out. 46 years in there.
Bump.
Benjamin Berry. Thank you to all my friends for coming out here tonight. I'm just trying to impress Natasha. And as always, CineFamily will present a couple creepy things that they've got coming up. And until you get sick of them, a festival of all of my 5-second films.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, cause Doug.